Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are on campus tonight. It's homecoming week, and we are at the Rathskeller, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. I don't know. I feel as secure as I've ever felt in my life right now.
Me too.
Huh?
Me too.
To your left, we have the Hurricanes right tackle, Francis Malinoa. Mm-hmm. He's got biceps that look like boulders. And to my right, we have Reuben Bain. Defensive end, got shoulders like mountains. And Reuben Bain, the other night, in that double overtime, he pushed their right tackle, and that kid is still spinning. Pushed him into Pluto.
That's right.
So, fellas, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Reuben, start with you. How much fun was that win the other night?
I want to start off by saying thank you for having me, but it was definitely probably like my top five college moments so far.
Yeah,
I was just seeing the crowd get crunk on that last play, the team running on the field, the upset on Clemson's face. It was probably one of the best feelings ever.
How great was it that Corey Flagg made a play, because he worked so hard?
Definitely great. He was coming off an injury from last year, so him having like that fire, having that fire in him, was just it's good to see all his hard work pay off, because he's always a vocal guy, a leader. He's always trying to cheer people up if they have a bad day, having a bad play. He's always been a leader on and off the field. So him reaping the success that he put in is good to see.
Francis, let's talk about the run game. Been a big part of this offense the entire season, but really 211 yards last week. But Coach Mirabal insist that we run the football, doesn't he?
Yep.
How much work goes into it?
It takes a lot of preparation, and most of it was because of the week of the practice and preparation we had during the week. We tend to push hard and want to make practice feels like a real game, so we tend to go hard, and that leads up to the game where we run the ball about 56 plays or something like that, more. But I'm really proud of what our offense accomplished last week. So, yeah.
A little special, a little more inspiring having Emory Williams, who comes in your class. You had to protect your freshman quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you come by and give him a hug after the game in the locker room.
Yeah. Emory's that dude. He's a really hardworking guy. During the spring, he got me catching balls for him. And I like that he works a lot, not only on the football field, but also off the field. We have two classes together, and we tend to compete who has the highest grade or something like that. So, yeah, I like his level of competitiveness. And he's a hardworking dude, not gonna lie. He's really good.
He's very, very good at it.
You guys have to compete against each other in practice, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's got to make you better.
Yeah,
right? You got to go, Reuben, you got to go against Francis. Francis, you got to go against Reuben. I would think those are pretty good battles.
Yeah, it always is. Yeah. Anytime we get work against each other, we always trying to jump up to the front and get it done.
So, Reuben, I want you to know, I asked Francis off the air. I said, this is the truth. Just 2 minutes ago, I said, this season, because he has started every game, and you've played in every game and started the last bunch of them. I said, this season, who is the best defensive lineman you've gone against? He didn't hesitate. He said, Reuben Bain.
Yeah.
How about that? You so
that's feeling good.
What do they say? Iron sharpens iron.
It does. Every day in practice, we going against each other. We competing, and I feel like it's showing in the game. All the stuff he's showing me is something that I'm seeing in the game. I feel like practice way harder in the game. So once I step on the field at Hard Rock, everything just flowing easy.
Reuben, what was it like for your defense the other night? You had to dig in a lot, not only you individually, but the whole defense. I think you had what, two, three? I don't know how many goal line stands you ended up with. One, they fumbled, right? One was the end of the game. I think there was another goal line stand in there somewhere. But in the red zone, on the goal line, you guys really toughened up.
Yeah, we definitely did. But that's just something we do in practice. I commend the coaches for that because they put us in tough situations day in and day out in practice. And it just shows once we get to Hard Rock. It's not like we've never been there before. So when we get to that moment, nobody's sweating, nobody's tails tucked. We know what we got to do, so we do the job.
CeCe, talk about the pride in the offensive line room and offensive line coach Mirabal and what he expects.
Yeah, Coach Mirabal is one respectful dude. He's one of the greatest all-line coaches now, debatable. But you've been in the room with us. He's very, very good at his job, not only in the room, but also outside in practice. You know, he always push everybody and work on, like, techniques and stuff. Well, in the, from this win, we always – you've been there today. We went over some mistakes that we made from the game. Good win, but we also got to eliminate some mistakes and some errors on our technique levels. So yeah,
he's always coaching.
Oh yeah.
How was Emery in the game? Were you surprised that how calm he was? He appeared to be pretty calm. I don't know, we're not in the huddle or anything like that, but he put together a great fourth quarter in overtime, and at one point you were 6 for 6 on third downs late in the game. Tell us a little bit about Emery's demeanor and how he handled things.
I feel like Emery stepped up during the game. Emery, took off every, he was very nervous before the game. So I kind of helped him, think about it. It's just like another high school game. That's what I told him. It's just like another high school game. And I feel like he adapted to it and got to the moment where, this game felt just like practice. We have some playmakers on the defense side, Cam Kitchens, Reuben Bain, everybody. So that came in during the game. So yeah, he's one hardworking guy. He's he was very patient. Props out to our offensive line too, because we never give him some situation that got him nervous. So. We all worked hard together. We all did our job, so it went by smoothly.
Reuben, also, congratulations, ACC Defensive Lineman of the Week, Rookie of the Week. I think it was 8 tackles, 3 for losses, forced fumble. Oh, you just killed them.
Yeah.
You just but late in the game, one particular play where you handled their right tackle pretty good. What were you thinking at that moment? I mean, you just kind of ran him over.
Well, that moment and that play, I was trying to get off the ball, and I seen how he overset it on me, and I just seen the inside open, so I took it. But that's some things that we work on in practice. So once it got to the game, it was just like a habit almost. We practice things like that all the time. So once I get in the game, I'm just reacting. I can do it with my eyes closed almost.
Reuben, what is it meant to have Jason Taylor and Coach Joe mentor you guys? I mean, you've got 20 years of NFL experience talking to you every single snap, and they seem to and they're both heavily involved in the coaching. I mean, they love what they do, and it shows.
That means a lot. Everything they say, I'm all ears. I'm just listening. I'm never big headed at any moment. If they correct me, I'm fine with it. I'm just being coachable. I feel like that's the number one thing we all got to do as players, and that's just something I pride myself in because they know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. They put my best interest, my best interest forth. Mm-hmm. So I'm never shying away from any challenge they put in front of me. When I peep what they're doing, I notice what they're trying to do. I always make a joke about it, and I take it head on. And I always love the coaches for that because they push me to my best every day.
Francis, when you guys were running that ball the other night, that's a great defensive line you're going up against, right? I mean, that's a big-time front seven. All those guys are highly recruited and all that. Did you feel like you guys were getting to them? Did you feel like you were starting to wear them down? Because Chaney was running hard. A.J. Allen was running hard. It just seemed like everybody was feeding off of each other.
Yeah, hats off to our running backs, too, because they did their job. And they hit the holes, you know, pretty hard. So something that our coach told us, and you were in there, where it's your strength may be your weakness. Once you beat the strength, there's no more strength. So we took that opportunity to get down there and just run through them and try our best to eliminate their strength, because their strength are the two interiors that were inside. So once we got that done, we just, you know, keep going at it. So now our coaches know that, and we just kept running the ball.
Guys that play beside you, those tight ends. I'll get to N.S. Cooper in a minute, right? But the tight ends are a big part of the running game now. And to start with Cam, I mean, he does a heck of a job blocking as well.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
It is important that everybody's involved. And talk about the relationship between you and N.S. Cooper and the communication that has to happen.
Me and N.S. Cooper has, you know, a brother type chemistry right now. I mean, we joke around inside the meeting rooms and outside, but we have each other's back. I mean, he gets a call from the center, Matt Lee, and he communicates it to me, and I have to communicate to the tight end. So I like the way he plays, and it feeds the way I play. Mm-hmm. He plays hard and physical in the inside, and it kind of tells me that, you know, I don't want to be that guy that, you know, but he sets the standards for me. He sets the standards for me because I see him do it, and I want to do it too.
All right, one more thing for you guys. Virginia now comes in here, and they had a big win against Carolina. So now you got to get practice started today, right? So you got to get refocused for this game against Virginia, because all these games the rest of the way are big.
Yeah, definitely. This week it was a great win, but now we're moving on. We know what we did. We did what we did. The past is the past. Now we just focus on Virginia. That's the only opponent we were focused on all week. And we're not looking ahead. We're not looking back behind us. Right now we're just focused on Virginia. We're practicing hard. We're working hard. And we're just trying to – we got great attention to detail. And we just, like I said, focus on Virginia. That's the only thing we focus on all week.
And the last thing for you, Ruben, we'll get to you, Francis, also playing Virginia. You're playing in your hometown. What's that meant to you? I saw you after the game leaving. I think you were walking across the parking lot with your brother. But you're playing in your hometown. You get to play in a hometown stadium. Get to go home, I imagine, every now and then. Get some more home cooking, right?
Yeah.
What's it like being able to be a hometown kid playing here?
It's amazing because not even just playing at home, but the impact I could have in the community. I mean, I went to get something to eat after the game, and a whole bunch of people recognized me. And that feeling is like, is second to none, because I feel like I did something right, choosing to stay home and having the chance to play in my city, for my city, and the city I love, is something that I always wanted to do, and I'm finally doing it.
Yeah, well, you're doing great. You got a chance to really push this thing for your city over the top here.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much. And Francis, we love having you here, and we love watching you play, and got a big one on Saturday with Virginia.
Yes, sir. Yes, right? Sir.
Got the whole family here, though. Mom and dad and brother, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have one other brother, too, though, right?
Well, you're playing with your brother, too. That's got to be fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know he's on
the
other side. He's behind Ruben out there, but that's got to be fun, right?
Oh, yeah. He tells me a lot of stuff on the offense that we need to focus on, and I tend to tell him what they need to focus on. So it's kind of good versus good, because, you know, he's my roommate, and we tend to talk a lot about football.
All right.
I can tell you this. His brother really appreciates having Ruben in front of him.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah. Ruben makes his job easy.
Yeah. You're going that next road. You're going that next road trip. I'm getting off the bus behind those dudes.
Especially my brother. Appreciate having him. So it's the same feeling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have your brother here too, right?
His brother's working in the old line room with him. That's right.
Yes, sir.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, fellas. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank y'all for having us.
Appreciate all right. It. Ruben being with us.
See you Wednesday.
Francis Mallory Noah, thank you very much.
Appreciate
it. We talked to you for a moment about Williamson Buick GMC. And what a great time of the year in South Florida. And you want to enjoy the South Florida lifestyle. How about in a new Buick from Williamson Buick GMC? New Buick models, they're arriving every single day at Williamson. Got a beautiful dealership, by the way. I mean, it's spectacular. Your eyes will be going side to side once you go to this dealership. Tremendous customer service. Ed Williamson, lovely wife Carol. Jermaine Chambers is there. Williamson, former University of Miami wide receiver. He'll get you hooked up. Williamson Buick GMC, they're going to have the Buick that you're looking for, whether it's an Encore, an Envision, an Enclave, whatever it might be, they are definitely going to have it. And then what that means for you is you're going to get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle. That's why we live here, right? A certain lifestyle. Well, you can have that lifestyle behind the wheel in a Buick. So experience the new Buick from your premier Buick dealership, Williamson Buick GMC, located on US 1 just south of the Palmetto. Williamson is Miami.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.